Yeah.
You are listening to CJLO News. Quebec has tabled a bill seeking to expand its secularism laws. If it passes, Quebec will ban public prayer, extend its religious symbols ban to daycare workers, stop public institutions from exclusively offering food based on religious traditions, such as halal or kosher meals. It will phase out public subsidies for religious private schools, and it will see an end to the use of religious symbols in communications by public institutions. For example, graphics or photography used by a municipality will no longer be able to depict a woman in a hijab. It will also see the banning of prayer rooms in schools, including in post-secondary institutions like Concordia and McGill. All of this requires the repealing of Quebec's Freedom of Worship Act, which the bill would accomplish. Many groups are concerned that these restrictive policies infringe on freedom of expression and religion and target minority groups in Quebec. Concordia's Muslim Students Association says that the prayer room at Concordia University is an important gathering place and is visited by at least 500 Muslim students every day. Shaheen Ashraf is a board member for the Canadian Council of Muslim Women here in Montreal. She says these proposed changes target the Muslim minority specifically.
I have contributed to society by the grace of God in a good way all the time, and I cover my head, and nobody has a problem with that, you know, except the government just creating rules for nothing. I mean, they create problems for things that don't exist or matter.
Ashraf says much of the issue comes down to the very definition of secularism held by the CAQ party, a party which is slipping in the polls and will likely struggle to face re-election in the coming year.
I mean, define secularism to me. What is secularism according to your belief? To me, today in Quebec, the secularism is like another religion that is being forced down our throats.
For Ashraf, though, the root of these policy proposals comes down simply to xenophobia and racism.
It is the fear of the other. You don't know me, and you think, oh my gosh, she covers her hair. She covers her head. She looks very different to me. She has brown skin. I don't want her here, you know? And of course, the leaders are encouraging that.
For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello, 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 hello. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Sonam, and this is Brave Little Emo Girl. Happy Sunday, everyone. I hope you are having a cozy snow day in, and that you don't have to go anywhere, because that sucked. It's hard out there. It's winter. It was like so fine a couple of days ago. I was like, oh, I can barely see any snow on the ground and there's still leaves. It's still fall. No. Anyways, it's okay because you know what? Finals, my finals at least, are done pretty much. I got two more classes and then I'm over it. I'm out of here. Not really, but I'm going to be not thinking about school for at least a month. Oh, I'm so happy. And I'm very happy to be here, despite my complaints. Today we have a fun little episode put together very quickly, but I've got about half of some like emo stuff and then a little bit half of like a little chiller, kind of like snowy, indoor, like a little folksy, a little ambient, whatever, influenced. And I've actually put together the effort to order this episode in a way that is, we're going to start high energy and we're going to end on a really chill note. So let's get right into it. First up, we've got I'm Gonna Jump, and that is Jump spelt D-G-U-M-P, like I'm assuming like gent, by Early Work. This is a new song from, I believe they're Canadian. I believe Ontario, but I could be wrong about that. So I'm going to jump. It's new. And then after that, we've got Grey Magic by American Haiku. I found this EP when I was looking for music for last week's episode, and I was like, oh, I like this. I'm going to play this next week. And then we've got Blue Rhino by Dondry. I believe they're from Chicago. And that is the first three songs of this episode. Let's get right into it.
Detective Peralta, this is my mother, the Honorable Laverne Holt.
I'm very excited to meet you. And let me just say, I'm a huge fan of your early work. Talking about this guy right here.
CJLO and Worst Dad Ever present Heaven for Real's launch show for Who Died and Made You the Dream. Come to Lesko Griff on December 6th for new tracks from the album and opening sets from local legends Amory and Girl with Dream. Doors at 8 and show at 8:30. Tickets are $12 in advance on thepointofsale.com and $15 at the door. Hey, radio listeners. Have you ever wondered what your favorite characters would listen to? Better yet, imagined a soundtrack for your favorite movie or book? If the answer is yes, then tune into Something for the Mood every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM. I'm your host Zoe, and I invite you to explore a new topic with me through music both new and old, but always funky, each week. To quote the wise words of iconic duo Chibo Motto, you got to know your chicken. And if you do, you'll tune into Something for the Mood every week. See you all there.
Oh, jeez, man. I gotta get out of this dissonant world and into the dulcet tones of 1690 AM CJLO.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Sonam. This is Brave Little Emo Girl. And we just heard Blue Rhino by Dondry. That is what we just heard. Sorry about that. Yeah, they're Chicago. And I found this song last week and really love the the tension and the build in it, you know. And before that, we had Gray Magic by American Haiku. It's just off of this EP called EP. Very good, very good. Short little four songs. Go listen to it. Why not? You got the time. And before that, we had I'm Gonna Jump by Early Work. That intro, okay, I was such a big Brooklyn Nine-Nine fan when I was grade 7 to 9 and in quarantine, and it was my comfort show, and people love to they're screaming propaganda, but I in my mind it's in an alternate universe, because that representation in that show and the humor in that show is not anything of this current iteration of our earth and the system it represents. Anyways, love that, and love a good TV show intro in an emo song, specifically in a Midwest emo song. You know, the memes that you see, the reels and the TikToks, they're taking TV clips from the regular show and all that, and it's a tradition. It's the producer tag equivalent in emo music, you know. Love that. And as a certified TV lover myself, I love TV. I love watching shows. I approve of all of that. I was just thinking today so much about how I am so excited to just watch TV on break, and I've been also watching a lot of TV while I do my final art projects, especially when I'm working at home. It's so great. I just love TV. I could talk about TV for a long time. I'm watching Breaking Bad right now, and I'm also watching The Favorite, also watching Abbott Elementary. Oh, what else am I watching that's currently going on? Anyways, I you know, when you imagine in the shower, situations, I'm if someone asked me what my top 5 TV shows were, what would I say? Because I've got so many, you know, hard decisions. Anyways, we're gonna listen to the next 3 songs. So first up, we've got Hialeah by Jaejoon, a new song from them. I know I played them earlier this month, but you know what? It always happens where I find someone, I play them, and then 2 weeks later they put out a new song and I just have to play it on the show. Always looking for new music. Why not? Up next, we've got Streetlights by Poor Sport. I think they're Victoria-based. Shout out Victoria, Vancouver Island. I'm so excited to return into your loving arms. Your cold, wet, windy, sea spray loving arms. Ugh. Oh, so excited. But just found these guys in this new song also, so that's lovely. And after that, we've got No Brainer by Golfer from their 2024 album, Third Wind. I'm sad that they aren't making music anymore. And I also always get golfer confused with oolong for some reason. They kind of sound similar in my mind. Could totally be wrong, but like, maybe it's just like the G sound in their name. There's a lot of emo bands I get confused with each other. But you know what? That's okay. That's normal. No shame in that. So yeah, we're going to listen to Hylia, Jejun. And then I got a couple more songs after that.
Your face.
Was No Brainer by Gulfer. I believe they're, I can't remember if they're like London or Hamilton, Ontario. I could totally be wrong though, so don't listen to me. You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM. The show is Brave Little Emo Girl. My name is Sonam and I am your host. And yeah, we just heard No Brainer by Gulfer, Canadian emo band. Love the layering at the end that's happening there. And like coming in and out with that repeating riff. And also the tone. I like Gulfer's tone a lot. They're good. And before that, we had Streetlights by Poor Sport, Victoria-based band. This is a new single. Very good. Very good. Nice. Like, you know, Midwest, like emo, like chorus and all that happened in there. And then before that, we had Hylia by Jejun, and this is a new single from Jejun. I wasn't familiar with them before a listener of the show put me onto them. So if you have any bands that you want to put me on, please send me your recommendations, especially those with new music coming out. Always going to try and prioritize Canadian music and new music coming out. Or if there's any classics that I've like completely missed in my blind spot. I know one of them that I have not listened to is Alexis on Fire. I have not listened to them at all, which is so embarrassing. But I guess that's some of my winter homework. You know, there's some bands that I'm like, yeah, I'll get to them. I know them. I know about them. I'll get to them. Or it's like watching the movies that everyone talks about. It's like, okay, but I need other stuff. Like I'll get there. It feels like an assignment. I'll get there. But like, I know it's good. Come on. I'm not a fool. I don't know what it is about like final season and like getting really into the creative stuff and being really creatively busy. Like, you know, I've got like a ton of crits because I'm in the studio art program, and then a lot of stuff happening with music and like a lot of really amazing art community stuff going on. Just like applying to shows and like going to shows. It's like so good, but at a certain point I get so burnt out and tired from it, and like it weighs on me, and it starts to feel like a lot of commitment. And like, don't get me wrong, this is the world I belong in, but sometimes I'm like, I just need to be like a normal NPC, like basic clueless person who's not tapped into this at all. I'm like, I need to pretend to be like some like a marketing student in a town in Saskatchewan where I drive to school and I work somewhere. Like I'm a server at like a cactus club or something, and I have blonde hair and I don't have eyebrow piercings and I go to Winners for fun. Like there's absolutely nothing wrong with that life. So much of my family is like, you know, it's just your priorities are different. And I just want to cosplay that for a little bit. I just want to cosplay being like a suburban teenager, you know, when all this creative stuff gets a little too much. I'm like, let me sit on the couch with my Stanley Cup and watch like Love Island or something, please. Like, I don't know. That's just where I'm at. You know, it's hard to consume like niche art sometimes, you know, like not hard. It's like, this is like so first world problems, but let me know if you relate at all. Let me know if you want to like don a disguise and live a double life a little bit. Anyways, up next we've got Veneer by Certainty. These guys are from London, Ontario, I'm pretty sure. And yeah, I like the little album art. It's got like a ballerina on it. Good stuff. And then up next we have the new song from Girl with a Dream. We've got Crash. I've been meaning to listen to this and I'm so excited to play it on air. That show back in May was freaking awesome. Like at Maison, it was really fun. And I'm so glad that she's coming out with new music. And then after that we've got We Will Become Silhouettes by the Postal Service. I love the Postal Service. They're like that album Giving Up is like my favorite winter album. It's so good. I was listening to it the other day while like buying a bunch of art supplies for my finals and like dropping off film and getting really expensive paper, and it was snowing, and I'm like, oh wow, this is the life. Anyways, oh, we gotta go. I gotta play this. I'm running out of time. I'm yapping too much.
Why not just kill me? Put me out of my misery. Because I know why you did what you did. I know what it's like to not have the life you wanted. You had everything. Did I? So you missed the part where I lost the love of my life.
Thank you. So dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
You talked to me about like kind of something regional and like about new people who are making music, like local music that's exciting.
I've been really digging hard on internet to find a cool, weird music that would make me excited again.
The interesting fact about this particular version I have, it's from a tape single with two demo versions of Land and Bates, and there's only 15 copies, and I happen to have one of them, so you heard something pretty rare.
Tune in to Mirror Journal Tuesdays at 11 a.m., where every week we feature a guest mix from a local artist featuring ambient, electronic, and avant-garde music, only on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
And it was just like a total labor of love. I think that there's just so much exciting stuff happening, and it makes me happy to be able to share it.
Hey everyone out there in Radio Land, you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. Thank you.
was We Will Become Silhouettes by The Postal Service. Lovely, lovely winter tune. That song is so like snow blowing outside, which I don't know. It might be doing that where you are, maybe not. And before the ads, we heard Crash, the new song by Girl With Dream, local Montreal indie folk artist. Oh my gosh, it's so good. And I know there's a music video, I believe, and I'm so excited to go home and watch that. That was so good. Very, very, very lovely acoustic layering on that. Before that, we heard Veneer by Certainty. Very, very good Canadian music as well. This is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I've got two more songs left for you. I've got Baby Bird by Camp St. Helene. I believe they're from upstate New York. And then we've got Moontread by Elaine Malone. I think she's from Cork, so it could be Elaine Malone or Maloney, I'm not sure. But yeah, kind of like nice little ambient folksy notes to end off the episode for today. I hope everyone is taking it easy today. I'm very excited. I'm seeing some friends this afternoon, and I got my last two classes tomorrow, and after that I'm going to, oh, I'm so excited to go grocery shopping and play Dress to Impress. That's the rest of my week. And also seeing Pup on the 5th. Very looking forward to that. Let me know if you're going and we can hang out. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a good start to this next week. And I love you very much. Yeah. So Baby Bird by Camp St. Helene and Moontread by Elaine Malone.